This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo pledged Wednesday to continue the Trump administration's aggressive trade war with China, saying she will work as aggressively as possible to protect American workers and businesses from unfair Chinese practices. Raimondo said tariffs imposed during the Donald Trump presidency and widely decried by Democrats at the time have in fact helped save American jobs in steel and aluminum industries. Overall, the United States is maintaining tariffs on 66% of Chinese exports. Raimondo said those import taxes are needed to level the playing field for international trade. A Pew Research Center survey taken last year found that nearly 9 of 10 adults in the U.S. consider China a competitor or enemy rather than a partner. Three Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, including well-known publisher Jimmy Lai, have pleaded guilty to taking part in an unauthorized rally in 2019 that led to violence between police and participants. Lai is already being held in custody on other charges related to his outspoken opposition to China's crackdown on civil liberties in the territory. The governments in Beijing and Hong Kong have been pursuing criminal cases against political opponents and civil rights activists in Hong Kong in a crackdown that followed the 2019 protests. And British authorities recommending Wednesday that AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine not be given to adults under 30 where possible because of more evidence that the shot may be linked to rare blood clots. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. A Florida coroner says a man who died after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine died of natural cause. A South Florida medical examiner's office says a doctor who died about 2 weeks ago after he got Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine died in a manner that's being categorized as natural. The medical examiner said the 56-year-old doctor suffered from a condition that can prevent blood from clotting and cause internal bleeding. Chile approved on Wednesday the emergency use of the vaccine from the Chinese-Canadian consortium CanSino, restricting its distribution to people between 18 and 60 years of age. The director of the Chilean local drug regulatory, Heriberto Garcia, said the age restriction is due to a lack of studies of the use of this specific vaccine model in elderly people. President Sebastian Panera underlined the CanSino jab requires only one shot for immunization, helping in the outreach of the health campaign. President Joe Biden will unveil a series of executive actions at addressing gun violence on Thursday, according to a person familiar with the plans. Biden is also expected to nominate David Chipman, a former federal agent and advisor at the gun control group Giffords, to be director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives. If confirmed, Chipman would be the agency's first permanent director since 2015. Biden is expected to announce tighter regulations requiring buyers of homemade ghost guns to undergo background checks. A lawyer for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says doctors have found he is suffering from two spinal hernias. Vadim Kobezv told the Interfax news agency that Navalny also has a spinal protrusion and is beginning to lose sensation in his hands. Navalny went on a hunger strike last week to protest what he called poor medical care in Russia. And Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has defended a 2013 ruling that freed one of the drug lords most wanted by U.S. authorities, even though Mexico's Supreme Court later ruled it was a mistake. Rafael Caro Quintero walked free while serving a 40-year sentence for the torture murder of U.S. Drug Enforcement Agent Enrique Kiki Camarino back in 1985. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.